Welcome to the best damn podcast ever. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week is William Matrix Mouth Miller.
How you doing there, Blake Buck?
I'm doing pretty good. It's feeling good to do shows more regularly now. I'm feeling good. Okay, thanks for that input. We've also got Justin Ficarotta of Kill Monty fame.
How we doing, boys?
Doing good.
Doing all right.
Special this week, we've got Andre Meadows of Black... What is it? It's blacknerdcomedy.com?
Yes, that's it. What's up?
And you are the Black Nerd.
I am the Black Nerd of Black Nerd Comedy. Yes. What's up, people?
The one and only.
So we're gonna be talking about Andre a little later in the show. So we're hiding that power for now. What do we got to say at the top of the show? Oh, vote for us at Podcast Alley, guys. We got to say this every week. Just so you know, podcastalley.com. There's links on the show notes. There's links on the site. You better vote for us if you ever want to see me playing Marathon naked.
All right? Now, Blake Buck, I think we ought to go dark on Podcast Alley for a month.
You think so?
We won't say anything about it. We'll just go dark, and then right out the gate the next month, we're going to... Oh, my God.
I think you should
look at you.
Look at me.
Welcome to Podcasting 101, William Miller.
My core, I'm so sorry.
As I turn my own cell phone off.
I'm doing the same thing. I'm like, oh, no. How dare you? Silent mode on.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Also, who else we got to talk about? Oh, Christian C., our listener who battles cancer on a daily basis with his fists. He's doing the... Well, I don't know. We're going to talk about this anymore? Because we hadn't heard from Christian
Dude,
C.
Dude, has he like, done it yet?
I don't know. Look. Christian C.
Dude, he's still riding. He's a road warrior.
All right. This is... His URL is asphaltdream.com. He's riding for... He's in the Portland race. What is it? The race? I am all tongue-tied this evening. Because we hadn't done this in so long.
Blake Buck, he battled cancer for you. And you can't even remember... His address.
Dude, listen, get it right. It's the Live Strong race. It's where a bunch of bikers all get together. They combine into Voltron and they fight cancer hand to hand.
So if you guys want to go over there and donate at his site, help him out. It's asphaltdreams.com, asphaltdream.com, and you'll get a free BDPE shirt out of it at the end. But then
Andre,
again,
yes,
I don't know if you listen to that show, but we have this section on the show called Battle,
yes,
where we call up our listeners and issue challenges to them. And Christian's battle was he had cancer for a fifth time and he
wow.
had to defeat it. Yeah. So the takeaway from that one was butter plus cigarettes equals cancer, and you can destroy it by riding over it with your bicycle.
Anyway,
well, I have an interesting tidbit. I actually used to work at the foundation that runs those races.
Really?
Weird, oh, really?
Weird small circle. Yeah. When I was living in Texas, I used to do some work there, like web design and stuff.
Hmm. Oh, really?
So that is
That's
weird.
Cool.
So did they ever call on you to like physically fight cancer, or were you sort of more like support crew?
No, the only weird thing about it would be that sometimes photographers would come by when they had the wristbands, the Live Strong bracelets, and they would always, anytime any photographer would come by to want to take a picture of it, they always would pick me because I was the black guy that worked there, because yellow looks good on black. And it was weird because for a while I was like, oh, I'm so special. Everyone wants to take a picture of just me, and then I'm realizing, no, they need color contrast. That's the whole reason for this.
It's like, you, come here, you match.
Yes, you compliment this well. You're a perfect accessory. Buy a wristband and get a free black man.
Oh. Excellent.
So anyway, head over to asphaltdreams.com. Christian, so you let us, we haven't heard from him like since we started doing this promotion. I honestly, he's dead. No more promotion for you, Christian C., until you email us. So let us know what's happening, man. All right, and this is your gaming news from Monday, November 12th, 2007. All right, guys, this week in the news, Jack Thompson invites himself to GDC as the keynote speaker. ESRB upholds Manhunt 2 rating, and Guitar Hero equals butter. All this and more on this week's Best Damn Podcast Ever. What is this Jack Thompson nonsense anyway?
Well, look, it's pretty dumb. Okay, he goes to a conference, he thinks he did good, so he invites himself to the bigger conference, the Big Daddy conference, to speak as the main dude.
Well, actually, you know what I've seen? I didn't see this last debate, but I've seen him on like G4, and like when he's debating against like game people, he does very well. Like, I mean, because like everyone in the industry is like, oh my god, Jack Thompson, why are you such a big faggot? And but he actually comes off as actually much more intelligent than they do.
He always does. Every time he gets up there and talks, he's always more articulate and, you know, can speak better.
He destroyed old what's his name off X-Play. What's that guy on X-Play's name? Ah, damn it. Adam Sessler. He was in a debate with Adam Sessler and just destroyed him. Shame on you, Adam Sessler.
Well, I personally like this method of inviting yourself to something, because I'm just going to start doing that myself for things I want to go to. Like,
you should.
I'm just going to, hey, Rosario Dawson, we're on a date tonight. What? Oh, no, I invited myself, and you said
I'm going to start a little lower. I'm going to start inviting myself to titty bars.
Yes.
That's where I'm going to start.
Oh, no. I don't need an appointment here.
Look, I mean, somebody needs to rise out from the unwashed masses as an articulate spokesman for our industry. And I'm not talking about, like, Raph Koster rambling about game grammar or something dumb like that. I mean, like
Blake Buck?
Like,
yes.
Blake Buck.
See, the thing about Jack Thompson, man, you don't even know what's going on. I win the debate.
Like, somebody we could stick on The View and be all right with it. I'm a lawyer.
You realize which industry you're speaking to, right?
Yeah, you're right. It's pretty far-fetched. It's not going to happen. But anyway, I think the conclusion to this mess was they came out with a statement today saying, no.
Was that the official words on the statement?
I think so. No. I was like, no. That was it. So, no Jack Thompson at GDC no. as much as
we don't see you here on the list.
Oh, man. That's good. All right. So, what else we got, Justin Fick?
So, in other news, I don't know if you guys have been following the latest Manhunt 2 debacle, but it turns out hackers have been able to unlock, or not really unlock, but sort of like uncensor the violent kill scenes in Manhunt 2. So like the really graphic parts, to bring it down to an M, they kind of like, you know, flash the screen sort of like crazy weird colors, you know, just sort of like, you know, obfuscate the money shot, if you will. So but hackers have found a way to get around that by hacking the PSP. So you know, the result of the ensuing debacle is that the ESRB, you know, has upheld their M rating. You know, they said that they've investigated it and basically said that, you know, if you have to do shit to like void your PSP warranty to get this stuff to, you know, uncensor, you know, this really is not stuff that, you know, that should count for the rating. Now, they have talked about, which I find interesting, the difference between this and the hot coffee in GTA San Andreas is that because the money shots were actually in the game, just blurred out, that was technically counted as it's in the game, they told the ESRB about it, and so it doesn't count as like hidden content the way the way the sex scenes in San Andreas were.
But you got to remember that the ESRB has ruled otherwise in the past. If you remember with Oblivion, they changed Oblivion on the PC's rating for a time to adult only after some titty pack came out on the internet. And that's the same sort of thing where you had to use all these unauthorized tricks, but nobody really ever paid attention to that. It was like during the middle of E3 and everybody was like, ooh, look, new Halo. And so it never really got a lot of press, but ESRB is definitely flaky in their rulings on issues like this.
Well, I'm not telling you. What pisses me off about it the most, though, is that, you know, there's so much press about Manhunt 2 and it's such a controversy and countries are banning the game and blah, 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 blah. And it's like I've seen videos of Manhunt 2 and I haven't played Manhunt 1, but I've seen enough of it. Like, it's a game. That's the thing that really just peeves me about it, is that this game was obviously all it is the press. There is no game to it. It's basically Grand Theft Auto plus death animations minus fun.
But that's what they always do. That's what they always do with those games that aren't really that good. They either go to the, like, remember Night Trap or whatever that was on the Sega? It was like, you know, it was a big deal. Like, oh my God, there's naked women and whatever. And you play this game and it's like you walk into two rooms back and forth in the whole time.
Dude, no, dude. Dude, they trap at night. Yeah. That's the game.
Don't you remember, like, you press like a button and the dudes like fell out the floor?
Well, that was the game that started the whole ratings thing. I mean, that was the game that, like, Lieberman went on a crusade to. Yeah, I mean, that was one of the games
Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
Right. Right. Why you don't want to make Night Trap 2 more titties, more night.
Night Trapper.
More traps. More traps.
No, dude. Night Trap 2, instead of, like, you know, young, nubile babysitters or whatever the fuck it was, it's just the four of us. Yes.
It's a trap.
Like having a sleepover.
I hope nothing bad comes out tonight.
I'm going to check this dark alleyway.
So I don't really care. I don't think it matters so much whether there's blood or whatever in the game. I just want to make sure there's a code for big heads. That's all I need right there. You know,
like in that what was it? NBA Jam.
NBA Jam.
That was
it. I want to manhunt big head. If we get that, then you can put all the violence in you want.
Like, you remember when we played NBA Jam?
Ass got beat on NBA Jam. I remember that much.
Oh,
you don't even know. Look.
I wasn't even there, and that was cold.
Look, baby, anytime you want to pick up the sticks and play me an NBA Jam, I'll be waiting for you. You know you lost.
Andre, let me tell you something.
Dude, do you even remember what sticks are, William Miller?
I hate games.
Andre, let me tell you something. I built my own arcade machine, all right?
Uh-huh. Oh, nice.
And I play NBA Jam on it every day. If any of these fools, any fools out there on the internet either, thinks you can take Blake Buck and NBA Jam undefeated right here.
No.
Great.
No.
I'll promote it Don King style. It's the slam for NBA Jam. 1995. Only on pay-per-view.
Well, look, I mean,
we should make this one of our best damn podcasts ever side quests.
What you do is you have
to buy your own ticket to Blake Buck, but if you beat him, he reimburses you and puts you up on his wall.
That's cold.
If you win, you get my gratitude.
No. Here's what needs to happen. When he wins, when somebody beats him, he'll send you a lock of his mullet. Like, in a beer bottle to preserve it.
How is that mullet coming along anyway, Blake Buck?
Look, I got a tail. Look, I'm hiding that power, but it's looking good, baby. In fact, look, I'll tell you this much. Blake Buck, for this Halloween, had a special, special Halloween outfit. That's right. Death Proof, Kurt Russell as Stuntman Mike with blazing mullet.
Nice.
It was beautiful.
Blake Bliskin.
I'll put a picture there in the feed for you guys to see.
All right, well, back to this.
Oh, let me say one more thing. I went in the forums the other day, right? And I'm just cruising through them. Apparently, Lucas is, like, taking photos that my friends post of me on Facebook, and is just putting them all over the forums.
Wow. You're the Vanessa Ann Hudgens of the best podcast ever.
Look, we don't know who that is. They're just laughing because they think they do.
And neither do I. What are you talking about? I'm a grown man. I wouldn't know who Vanessa Ann Hudgens is. Please.
Guitar Hero 3 has been announced. And it is selling like butter, baby. It scrolls like butter. So Guitar Hero 3 has sold over $100 million in the first week after its launch. Nearly one-third of the publisher, Activision's, entire July-September earnings. They're expected to make $1 billion this holiday quarter, and they've revealed three new games. That's a lot of power right there. Activision CEO Bobby Kotick said it is by far the most successful launch in Activision history. So, Guitar Hero 3 came out. They sold a bajillion copies. The numbers they're saying are they made, like, more money in that one week than almost their entire second fiscal quarter this year.
Damn.
Jesus.
But that might be because they bought Bizarre Creations a few months back, so that could have something to do with the lower forecasted earnings. Anyway, he touted as one of the biggest gaming events in history. I don't know. Oh, excuse me, in entertainment history. This is bigger than just gaming, Bobby Kotick says. Dude, I love how the CEO, his first name on this press release, Bobby. Not Robert. Bobby. I like this guy. Now, anyway, they announced two more games, Monsters vs. Aliens, based on a new DreamWorks movie, and two new superhero games, which have yet to be announced. So, it sounds like they're using Guitar Hero to funnel money into the pit of uncreativity.
Now, Blake Buck,
I just had a theory. I have another game for my wish list. Now, I'm noticing that Activision now has... They don't have the Guitar Hero franchise, and they don't have Bizarre Creations, creators of Geometry Wars. I want to see Geometry Wars Hero, where you have to control that little shit with your guitar and fire with a fist.
The ultimate intellectual property. Now just put Pokemon and Nintendogs in it, and we'll have a success.
Now, Blake Buck, you actually played. Have you played Guitar Hero 3 yet?
Blake Buck owns Guitar Hero 3. Blake, and it's coming
Buck,
up in the jank.
You were talking about Guitar Hero. Maybe we should wait on the jank, but you were not very pleased.
Look. We'll say that for the judgment. All
dare
right?
I
we'll
speculate that. Why this game is not better than its predecessor,
there's,
number
there's
two?
There's one main reason. There and is, I think you already know it.
Yeah, there is absolutely one main reason. We'll get to that. All right.
Stay tuned.
All right, now it's time for releases.
All right, let's see. How many we got? Eight, two each. I'm going first. Crysis on the PC. It's coming out on November 16, 2007. This is a sci-fi first-person shooter for the PC.
Gears.
Came out by that. Who is it?
Gears.
What do they call? No, it's Gears. Not Gears, son.
Gears of War.
Gears.
Gears.
You bitches. So who made this
it's
game?
It's Gears.
You know, it's the people who made Far Cry. It's not... Would you stop saying Gears? That's not it. So you must struggle to survive in the face of an alien invasion. It's not going to run on any computers I own for the
you
next
know what?
10
you
years.
You know what Crysis is? It's like, it's a gigantic like deforestation simulator. You just mow the yard in Crysis. That's what they sunk all their money into, is like cut down tree, mow yard. That's it, baby.
Dumb.
That's it.
All right, number two, Super Mario Galaxy, coming out on the Wii on Yay! November 12, 2007.
That was the sound of all
wow.
of
Wow. Andre, do you want to take the rest of this one?
All right.
All right, Super Mario Galaxy, you clearly are enthusiastic about this, Andre.
I've already
now,
put
what,
down
what
my $5. that is like the weirdest and dumbest feeling in the world, to go to like a GameStop and like, I'd like to reserve this game. It is $5.
Dude, you are perpetuating the circle of life.
You are perpetuating. No, he's not, because he hasn't sold them or bought a used copy. That's where the circle of life is.
Yeah.
No, that's the first
that's
step, true. Baby, is
I
pre-orders.
Mean, that's the first step. Because don't you get a magazine or something?
Andre,
dude, pre-orders
you
are the gateway
You might be
drug.
Out of the loop, Andre. Andre, you might be out of the loop. I went to apply for a job at GameStop. Or not. Well, this is actually another time, but... he was telling me about the circle of life, how like it starts off where you pre-order the game, uh-huh. then they sell you that magazine,
yeah.
and then you play the game, then you bring it back and trade it in, get more store credit, then buy another used game with that money, and then trade that back in and buy another new game. It's this endless circle where they keep making money off of
yeah.
you.
Yeah. And I love it.
Because I'm totally, I just got my Game Informer last week. They totally got me.
They got you.
So,
oh, yeah.
So is Mario Galaxy going to be good? What do you think?
Is it going to be good? Well, the thing about it is, if anything with Mario on it, you automatically can't say anything bad about, or you will get beat down by someone. I don't know who exactly, but it's like they could have a game like Mario says you're a little girl. Oh, did Miyamoto think make that? Okay, great. I'll check it out. You know, just that's how it always is. But no, I think it's going to be great. There was a demo that I couldn't play because you know kids were taking it over, but it looked nice. From what I saw.
Well, the first rule is that kids can be beaten.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you should have said. Hey, I am from blacknerdcomedy.com.
Exactly. Do you know who I
will you invite yourself. Just invite yourself.
Have you seen my movies? Out of the way. I'm black nerd.
All right, we've also got Need for Speed Pro Street.
Oh my
for
god!
PC, Wii, Xbox 360, PS3, PS2.
It's the whole, it's the holy six texta of game systems.
Indeed, that comes out November 13th.
Dumb.
How many Need for Speeds are there?
not enough, apparently.
And they always have some subtitle like that, like, you know, Wheels of Glory or something. It's always something weird.
Need for Speed, Danger Road. Yeah. It's got like Danger Road, dot, dot, dot. Yeah.
Exclamation mark.
Dude, that one I might check out.
We've also got Assassin's Creed for Xbox 360 and PS3 coming out November 13th. The first game in the Assassin's Creed franchise is set in, I don't even care, Third Crusades, tearing apart. Look. Wait, so...
Dude, this has got... No. This is that hot chick, William Miller. You have to watch games by hot chicks.
No,
that's
wait a minute. I thought that was the Blade game. Heavenly Sword, that's it, that Tomonobu hates. That was hot chick.
No, I'm talking
game.
About... This was designed by that girl, Jade something or another, is her name? She used to be on Electric Playground.
Oh,
used to
be a man. Right. Okay. Because I knew it didn't star a dude, does it?
No, but it was designed. Lead designer is female.
But ooh. Used to be a dude.
I can't comment on that.
That didn't sound right.
We have a belief that most everybody in the gaming industry who's female used to be a dude. And we've got at least 4 or 5 examples where this is true.
And this also ties into my stump. That's a hint.
Ooh. All right.
That's right. I have the stump pre-locked.
Uh-oh. Oh, just to let you know, Andre, at the end of the show, we have a segment called Stump where we pick a game title and the other... Or no, we'd say the title and then the other person has to say what... You know, describe that game.
Oh wow!
So you better search your database.
Oh gosh, I should have totally Googled some stuff before I watched this. Got on the show. All right, cool.
All right, Justin Fick, go.
Yeah. Next up, we have Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 3 for the PS2. Now, I hope I pronounced this right, because I noticed like with animes and if you pronounce the name wrong, people get really, really pissed off.
Oh yeah.
It's Naruto.
Naruto? We had Mike
on here. He said the same thing. He corrected us as well.
Now, I did see a commercial. Like, remember the Naruto game that came out just a while ago for the PlayStation? I saw a commercial for that on Adult Swim, and they pronounced it wrong in the commercial. They pronounced it Naruto. Now, I don't care, but I'm just picturing Mike sitting at his house watching the old Adult Swim at night, just pulling his f***ing hair out every time that commercial comes on. Just screaming at the top of his lungs. But anyway, that's coming out on the 13th. Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 3 brings you over 150 characters from the Dragon Ball Z universe to pit against each other. Hopefully... simultaneously,
all at once.
Yes, the biggest
multiplayer. The Dragon Ball Z Budokai RTS. It's like you build the little planet and it pumps out little Gokus and you just send them out to hit. I mean, you got like 150 characters in the universe anyway.
And then instead of having 3 separate abilities like, you know, Psionic Storm and Hallucination, you just have charge up, attack, and charge up, attack.
That's it. I don't even think it's going to be 150 different characters. It's going to be 150 Gokus, but just in different outfits. Like, one will be in a prom dress.
Dude,
one
that's
will be
better. What the fuck are you talking about? That's the best.
Now, I had a revelation. I had an anime revelation the other night. So I was watching the Adult Swim, and it was like Saturday night, so they had all their really obscure shit on that I don't care about. But I came to the realization... I think I have found the secret of anime. So you take any show, right? So take, like, for instance, Saved by the Bell. We can make Saved by the Bell into an anime just by giving everyone their own special attack.
Oh, then let me ask you this. What would Dustin Diamond's special attack be? It would certainly have to involve diamonds and possibly dust.
And his fro. It had to involve a little, like, mini fro.
Because I was watching the show, and it was just like, I don't know what the hell this show was about. Like they were in some sort of academy or something, but they were just talking about each other's special attacks. And it's just like, this doesn't happen. It's like, I don't talk about, like, how, you know, what I want to see in a girl is, like, you know, just like, you know, nice long legs and, you know, kicking ass. And I want her attack to be lightning based to complement the weaknesses of my fire based attacks. Like, no, it doesn't work that way at all.
I love it.
So also we have Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles for the Wii coming out on the 13th. So travel through familiar locales from the Resident Evil series as you slay hordes of undead in this on-rail shooter optimized for the Wii Zapper.
Dude, I love it.
Now, don't get me wrong. Is this not just the original Resident Evil for Wii? Or am I mistaken?
No, this is like a rail shooter.
Didn't they re-release Resident Evil 4 from the GameCube?
They did.
But made it where you
But this
the
is
Wii?
Different. This is like kind of a rail shooter, kind of like a, what is it called? Time Crisis or House of the Dead style game.
Oh.
Now, that could be a lot of fun.
I'm thinking, look, everybody in the industry is making fun of this game. Like, oh, this isn't real Resident Evil. Look, son. Shooting and running down a hallway is fun too. Okay,
I don't know though. Like, how are you going to maintain the suspense in Resident Evil if you're on a rail?
House of the Dead did it.
Just have jump out, jump in your face.
Yeah, as long as they had those real big, like the House of the Dead, those really big burly guys that would walk to you. The zombies, the real big zombies, you shoot in the stomach and they just blow out and stuff like that. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
I think the way to sell this game is they should get Rihanna to endorse it, and they can call it the Resident Evil Umbrella Ella A Chronicles.
You've really got a thing for Rihanna.
I'm a marketer, people. I know how to advertise to the black youth.
That's the urban slang, is it?
Know what
that is?
Know what's crunk.
Resident Evil needs more street cred.
It does.
You know what I'd seriously like to see, though? I would seriously just like to see kind of like a Time Crisis game, but have it be like a party game. So four dudes, all on Wiimotes, all shooting shit.
Oh, man.
I love that.
All right, so, Andre, you want to take these last two?
Sure. Let me bring my thing up. Kane and Lynch, Dead Men on Xbox 360, PS3, and PC. It is a third-person action game that features co-op play with squad tactics.
Oh, boy. I'm so excited.
Well, I noticed that they're hyping this one a lot. Like, I haven't read too much into it, like, so I don't know a whole lot about this game. Is there any reason to be excited about it at all?
You blow shit up, and you're kind of like these 70s-looking dudes. So, I mean, those are at least two
bullet
points.
One of them's like bald, but with long hair in the back that hadn't fallen out yet, and with aviators, 70s style.
Because that's kind of what caught my eye. I was like, well, this is one of the first games I noticed that doesn't have, like, you know, like either have some like, if it's a dude for a main character, just be like all muscly and not wearing clothes and have big fucking weapons. And if it's a chick, you know, just be all muscly and not wearing clothes and have big fucking tits. Like, this is like the first game that has main characters that are butt ugly. And I was like, could this mean it's an actual, you know, good kind of realistic game under that, or is it just window dressing for the same kind of shit games that I've been used to playing?
Probably window dressing.
We'll have to wait for the reviews coming up.
All I know is I'm, as an African American, am not thrilled about any game called Kane and Lynch. Dead Men. That just doesn't seem like the type of game I'm going to go in and go, can I have some of that Kane and Lynch, please? That's just, you know.
It's throwing up some red flags.
I would prefer Civil Liberties, the game. That would be more fun.
I like to play the game of drive-by and carjack. You
know, just, all right, what's our last one?
Speaking of, here's Black Sight. Area 51 on PC and Xbox 360. It's a first-person shooter with squad tactics that takes you deep into a secret government facility.
You're selling this.
Yes, that's what I'm here for. You
squad
know.
Tactics, man, looks like it's the theme of the games for this week.
I know, it's a new thing now. It's like casual games and squad tactics.
I don't know what this business is with squad tactics. Like, I don't want anybody else taking my kills. I want to do it all myself. Yeah, I want to be big and have, like, so many extra muscles I can't walk.
Kurt Russell never had no goddamn squad.
Yeah, I know. Like, Duke Nukem does not need a squad. Serious Sam does not need a squad.
You know, I think that's the theory of why I suck at exactly half of Halo. Like, so I'm playing the Halo 3, and I own the Lone Wolves. You know what, Lone Wolves, I can cut it. I'm pretty good. I can waste some fools. But I go right into team battle, and I'm like, who are you three other fuckers? Like, I don't, no. I'm doing this on my own. I get wasted. I get butt naked last every time.
Butt naked last. Butt and naked with that, last. It's time for the judgment. Guys, this week for the judgment, we've got Guitar Hero 3 on the 360, PS3, Wii, and I think it's also on PC. Maybe.
I heard it's coming. PC and Mac.
Maybe somebody.
Yeah,
that's what I hear.
DS, Glenn PSP.
Adams.
All
right. Glenn Adams is doing it.
Oh, that's right. That's another one of those man women we were talking about earlier. Anyway, so Guitar Hero, Vic, you've got this heat,
I got
right?
this heat. I almost have this heat beaten.
Almost. So me too. I've actually gotten to my roommate got to the end, so I've seen all the songs, but you feel free to chime in. Or Andre, have you played Guitar Hero 3?
I have not. I want to get the Wii version cuz I guess this is the first one for Wii, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Cuz that's what you bought as indicated by your music video. We saw it.
Yes.
You know you're going to have to sing that song by the end of this show. All right, so Guitar Hero 3, this is the third game in the Guitar Hero series, right? Personally, let me not say that yet. It's got new graphics, it's got new modes, it's got all new songs. One of the main things it's got is that most of the recordings are the original artists, so you're going to have the original guitar riffs, the original vocals, the original drums, so it sounds much more authentic than last Guitar Hero games, where it was almost completely covers. I think Guitar Hero 1 and 2 were all completely covers.
It was all that douchebag Marcus Henderson that covered all the songs.
Does even the Wii version have the original recordings?
Yeah, it's for the
because Nintendo's notorious for that. Like, oh yeah, you'll get the hot songs, but Mario's gonna sing them.
they should make him an unlockable character because because what I wanted to see on the Xbox 360 versions, I really wanted to see a Master Chief unlockable guitarist.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yes.
It would be like it's so obvious that you'd think it would suck, but like, dude, no, it would be awesome.
Samus from Metroid would be great in Guitar Hero. That would be my pick.
Okay, so Guitar Hero 3, it's got about the same number of songs as the last game as Guitar Hero 2 on the 360. Maybe a little more, but not a lot more. If it does, the track list has definitely got some hits in it. It's got a Rock You Like a Hurricane. What else? I feel like I don't really know a lot of the songs in it.
Dude, it's got Metallica.
Metallica, man.
It's got Dragon Force.
It does have Dragon Force.
Look, I saw that Dragon Force song on there. Have you beaten that, Justin Fick?
I can beat it on hard, and I can do everything except the intro on expert.
That is intense.
The intro kicks
my ass. Have you seen them play that song? It is ridiculous. Blake Buck, you will love that music video if you ever watch it.
Dude, I love it. See, like, that's how I want it to be like when I play Guitar Hero Dragon Force. I want the earth to split. Right, and lava to ooze out into the heavens as my rock skills reach the eternity.
Now, does it have a Total Eclipse of the Heart? I'm just curious before I make my purchase.
Turn around.
Because it has that big guitar riff in the middle. That'd be perfect, They're probably saving it for Rock Band.
Oh man, so it's got the new the graphics are a little bit better, the interface is a little more interesting, so you would think this is all good, right? I mean, they've varied it up with a couple of different modes. They've now got a co-op battle mode, right? Or co-op career mode. There's also a battle mode where you can do like powers, like mess up one of their buttons, they got to tap the button or hit the whammy bar or just little stuff like that. If you looked at the features list, you would think this is the best Guitar Hero game of all time. But in my book...
Oh, here it comes.
But in my book, it can't top the music of 2, son. It doesn't even come close.
Slap!
Hello? William Miller, what's the main reason it can't win?
Well, of course, the main reason that Guitar Hero 3 is far inferior to Guitar Hero 2 is that William Miller did not work on Guitar Hero 3. And
no,
he did work on Guitar Hero 2. That is it.
That might be one.
That's it.
That might be one reason. Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Joseph, talk for a minute to buy me some time.
So I don't know, but before you give it the possible thumbs down that you just might give it, I gotta chime in and give it a preemptive. Just Justin Fig likes it. It is missing the charm, I think, of the original games. Like you can tell it's big business now. You can tell it's a mass market. Mega.
It's got that 5 gum on the side of the set list. Thumbs down, Wrigley's.
So what do you feel of this? Is this sort of the charm that's missing? Because I mean, I just see buttons pressing, so I just want to know, like, is there like a little?
Well, I mean, it's just like a lot of little things that sort of add up to the panache of the game that the early ones had. Like, The earlier ones, it was very much like Guitar Hero was this spunky underdog of a game, like especially number one, even number two had it, even though it was a blockbuster,
right?
But it was just like, you know, just like you see it in little things, like for instance, the loading messages are just like, you know, they're in one and two, like it's they're written as if, you know, as if giving advice, as if giving hints and tips, if you will,
right,
to an actual band starting up. Like it's very witty, it's very clever. Like Guitar Hero 3 tries to do it, and they don't. It's like
older kids trying to act young, sort of feel. Like this is what we
kind of like that.
Say,
or yeah. Or if you guys have ever seen the movie Airheads.
I will admit
it's like the producer there trying to act cool,
yeah,
with the band,
yeah.
Like, you know, That's what it feels like with this one. So it is noticeable. Like there is some stupid, you know, product placement, totally obvious. Axe guitars, come on.
Nice.
Seriously.
Well, here's the thing, like Firaxis, or sorry, not Firaxis, Harmonix, excuse me. Harmonix, like everybody that worked at Harmonix was a rock star. Like that game was made by rock stars. Like you'd be hard pressed to find somebody that didn't have a tattoo or like a mohawk or whatever. And they handed it over to what, Neversoft? And those guys like skateboard, right, all day. They're not rock stars.
They skateboard.
So, I mean, it's just like, it's people, I mean, these, like, everybody at Harmonix is in a band, for instance. Just about every single person is in a band.
Right.
And Sean has the coolest tattoo. It's a unicorn fighting a samurai. I mean, come on. These are the people that made the first two games. And then you've got, you know, again, Neversoft coming in, fresh off Tony Hawk 10, trying to make, you know, Guitar Hero 3. So it's not going to have the same charm. And William Miller didn't work on it, so.
So, basically, to get to my point, there's one singular reason why Guitar Hero 2 is not as good as 3. I mean, it's rather obvious to me. I'm going to leave that in the background.
That is Freebird, obviously.
Obviously. No Freebird in Guitar Hero. I mean, Dragon Force is a nice second place to Freebird, but come on.
Well, I gotta say, challenge-wise, a lot of songs in Guitar Hero 3 just, they dwarf Freebird in difficulty.
Oh, I know. Look, it's more difficult, but, you know, in a way, that's not as fun, because, like, I suck ass now. I used to be good, and now I am not good.
Now, you know what I'm noticing, speaking of Freebird, that I'm noticing that a lot of commercials now are using songs from the Guitar Hero set lists.
Really?
In their,
I have noticed that as well, actually.
Hmm.
Because it's like, that instantly gets your attention. It's like, somebody playing Guitar Hero? Oh, no, it's commercial.
It's Mazda. No.
That's like what my brain does whenever I hear a song from the set.
That's it.
So, I mean, there's a show on the Discovery Channel. It's called, I think it's called Man vs. Wild. They actually use Freebird in their commercials. And I'm like, oh shit.
To show some birds?
I must watch this show now. I don't care if I like it or not. And then I think it was either Dell or HP actually used Godzilla from Guitar Hero 1 to sell their laptop.
Nice.
I'm like this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But you know what? I may pay money for this.
Yeah. I hear they're going to use one of the songs for the Santa Claus 3. To sell the DVDs for that.
Hopefully that's Dragon Force.
Yes.
All right, so basically my judgment is still good, and depending on your taste, you might like the music in 3 better. You know, and this could be your favorite game, but me personally, I still like 2. So thumbs up, but, you know, your mileage will vary based upon your musical tastes. Now, Justin Thicke, I got a question. Whoa. I got a question for you, Justin Thicke. I hear there's something about a jack-off hero.
Yeah, this is something else that I've noticed that coincides with the releases of every Guitar Hero game. Now, if you remember, when Guitar Hero 2 came out, I had a quote. It went something like, I did more damage to my wrist playing Miserloo twice than 15 years of furious masturbation. Now, I notice this now playing specifically, you know, Dragon Force on Expert, and then also the Slayer song on Expert is very hard. I'm noticing now, you know, speaking of damage to the wrist, that This is an effect I call Jack Off Hero. Now, this is after the release of every Guitar Hero game, you go through it on Expert, and then thereafter, whenever you jerk off, you notice that you've vastly improved in rhythm and ferocity. I call this the Jack Off Hero effect.
Okay. Nice. So, have you been utilizing it on a daily basis?
No, I've perfected the hammer-ons and the pull-offs, if you will.
His penis is now color-coded. It's like a 4 different colors going all across it.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
And it has co-op play. Awesome. And squad tactics.
Now, see, I prefer battle mode. Yeah.
Star power.
Awesome.
Dude, that's awesome.
All right, well, now it's time for the jank. All right, now right now I'm looking at the jank and there's nothing there. So that means I got to come up with the jank on the fly. Unless Justin Fick, do you got one?
Guitar Hero is definitely the anti-jank for this week.
Now, why is that?
Like, I can't believe I paid $100 for that but I did.
Yeah, oh, wait a minute. Now,
I actually went and bought Guitar Hero 2 for the 360 at the same time. So it ended up being more like $160.
You and me did the same f***ing thing. I bought Guitar Hero 2 the same day as I bought Guitar Hero 3.
And then, you know, it pissed me off because I know that I will go, you know, I'll go and bring back all my PlayStation Guitar Hero stuff to, like, GameStop and get $10 for it.
Here's 8 right. guitars, 4 games, you get $10 back. Oh.
But, like, I actually went, you know, driving home from, I didn't go to GameStop, I went to Target to find my Guitar Hero. But I actually tallied up the total that I've spent on Guitar Hero games since the dawn of time. So there's... So the original Guitar Hero, what was $70, $80, was it?
Something like that.
All right, so let's just say $80, $50 for Guitar Hero 2, a second guitar for another $30, we're up to $160. I bought a wireless guitar for the PlayStation for another $60, that's $220. Now $320 for Guitar Hero 3 for $360, $380 up to now for Guitar Hero 3 and 2 for $360. And I'm gonna go and buy another f***ing guitar for $360 now. It's gonna bring us up to a total like $440 on Guitar Hero. That's
you gotta buy Rock Band, baby.
You know what? Honestly, I'm not that excited about Rock Band anymore.
Oh no,
really?
Like they have to reprove themselves to me.
But now, but it was Harmonix. Now, I mean, their last game was Guitar Hero 2.
It is Harmonix, but like the set list isn't, you know, all that impressive. And, you know, it's like they're going to have to come out with downloadable songs. And then I'm hearing reports of people that actually have, you know, been getting copies of Rock Band and trying it out. And they're saying, like, the drums are all flimsy. And I don't know, man. It's got a lot to prove.
Well, look, how about I'll get Sean back on the show and we'll have him defend his game.
All right. Good deal.
We need to get Sean to send us some Rock Bands. And we need to do preemptive
judgment.
We're going
to send us complimentary copies. Because, I never got my copy of Guitar Hero 2. Looking at you, Jason Warburg, never got it. So you better send me Rock Band Power, even though I don't have a 360 to play it on. I'm going to just, like, sit on the box. That'll be my new chair.
Well, I'm not too thrilled about the Rock Band either because I can't add my Donkey Kong bongos to it. So you're already not getting that.
Now, Andre, Blake Buck is king of game peripherals.
This is true.
He has more game peripheral, extraneous peripherals than I've
bongos,
ever seen in my entire
two
life.
Two
Taiko got all
drums,
of them.
Samba de Amigo Maracas 2 sets.
Yes!
I've got about 100 dance pads.
So this jank section, is this like, what is this section? Is this like you talk about where you wasted your
some
money.
Some sort of, in fact, well, we'll get to that email in a minute, but it's essentially like a steal of the week. Some good deal you saw, you know, a game that's cheap somewhere. I'll give you another example. My jank of the week this week is Lost Planet. I found the collector's edition of Lost Planet at my local GameStop/EB, used for $25, and with that little discount card, it was like $22. So, Lost Planet, $22, collector's edition. That's pretty good. I shoot aliens in the snow, and shit blows up. So thumbs up, Lost Planet. Check it out.
So is it a good game? Because I heard Bruce Morrison of Freeverse fame got Lost Planet back when I was in New York. I didn't have a whole lot of kind things to say about it.
Dude, that game is just white. It's just snow. They got all this next gen crap, and all I see is white snow everywhere.
Well, I didn't like the multiplayer, but I've been playing single player, and it's fun. You go around shooting aliens, baby. That's what I love. But I'm not that far, so I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's not a steal, but certainly $25, you cannot resist.
Well, hey, if it's good single player, that's enough for me. Because you know what, I'm gonna jump in your boat there, Blake Buck, and just say that I'm just about done with online games.
I'm telling you, it's not worth it.
Mostly thanks to Halo 3, because I noticed that on Xbox Live, everyone that plays Halo 3 that is not me is a raging homo.
All right, let's do discussion, folks.
All right, so William, why don't you introduce this for us?
Well, I'm about as clueless as to how this actually happened as everybody else on the show, but with us today we have Andre Meadows. Now, his website, blacknerdcomedy.com, did I get that right?
That is correct, yes.
So he is indeed a black man, and yes. He likes computer games. How does that even work?
To be a black and a nerd? How that works?
Yeah, those two things are like mutually exclusive.
They are. Like, you remember the old math problems where you'd have a circle A and a circle B, and then the part of the circles where they merged? And somehow I'm that little bit in piece in there of black and nerd. My theory is that there are a lot of black nerds out there, but we are hidden. We don't come out and just say, I'm a nerd. Because it's, you know, obviously, if you look at entertainment, if you look at media, whatever, there is definitely this clear perception of what America has thought a black person is. Not if it, you know, and they've just very much centered that. And so I don't fit in a lot of those, you know, stereotypes or cultural differences, depending on who you talk to. But I'm just me. I like video games. I'm a big fan of 80s cartoons and Saved by the Bell and all that nice. Kind of stuff. And I'm goofy, I'm geeky, I'm all.
Yeah, but you also like to rap and play basketball, right?
Absolutely. And I sell crack, if anyone's interested. And I'm sorry that the Skype has been giving you problems, but all my hoes are on it right now and they're really fogging up the connections. You're doing all right, Chowder Bunny.
So I had a question for you, being a black nerd.
Yes.
So archetype, the atypical or the typical black character in the video game is either Coltrane from GURPS,
yes,
or he's a slider. He's the color slider. You can either do like white, purple, red, or black on that Blivian character. Like that's what you get.
Right.
So how do you react to that?
Oh, just like black characters in video games?
Yeah.
Well, it's Mike Tyson's fault. Really? In the early 80s, we had it with Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Really?
Like, they were like, you know what? We're going to put a black man right on the cover of a video game, and it's going to sell. And everything was going great, and then Mike Tyson went all crazy, and they were like, well, you know what? We're done. No more black people in video games. That's it. Unless it's a sports game, and that's because we're required. That's all they're going to get.
Well, yeah. There's so no you've either got, like the pumped-up, sort of animalistic sports icon.
Yeah.
Right? And there's always, like, a black guy on the cover of your sports game.
Right.
You know, NBA, you know, NFL, whatever.
Right.
Or you've got the Coltrane, or you've got the color slider.
Yeah.
So, like, do you see in the future some kind of new black persona emerge in the game? I mean, kind of women are pigeonholed in the same thing. They run around dungeons in, like, a bikini.
Exactly.
I mean, at least you don't have to run around dungeons in a bikini.
I'm going to go down this dark tomb full of bats, but I'm going to wear some cut-off shorts, because I think that's going to be logical. Yeah. Real genius plan there. No, I think it's tough. I find times where I get offended. Like, one of my favorite games is Crazy Taxi, and yet I get so ticked off by the character. Because, like, there's this one guy that's like, all right,
we're going to have some fun.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. And he's got, like, these humongous teeth and these big red lips, and I'm just all like, what?
It's like Uncle Tom, motherfucker.
Exactly. And you know what's weird? Weird story about that. If you pick that character, no matter where the people go, he always goes to Kentucky Fried Chicken. You can't get him to go any other place on the game. I need to go to the library. You say KFC? Let's go. sucks. Stupid
oh,
game.
Oh, I love Crazy Taxi. It's my favorite.
But that's tough. It's just tough.
So you've actually taken your sort of whole, you know, this abnormality of yours, the fact that you are indeed a nerd and are also black.
I love that it's an abnormality.
You're taking this to the streets, doing, or the clubs, rather. You do stand-up comedy, am I
yes.
correct?
Yes, I do. I do stand-up comedy.
So how are you received?
It's interesting, because just like when you are a black stand-up comedian, people just, they're going to already expect you to go, hey, guess what? White people and black people, get this, are totally different. White people have good credit. And black people don't pay for a thing. Y'all hear me? What? So it's tough. It is difficult. But you know, it's fun. And what I like about it is I'm me. I, you know, of course everything is always a performance and a stage, and but it all comes from my real life, and it's one of those things where it's that first feeling of what the hell. And then they either are on board or they're not. And, you know, I can't really change that. Because to see me go up there and be all like, you know, yo, you know, in the streets. And they'll be like, no, dude, you're wearing khakis. There's no way. That's a Banana Republic shirt. You are not from the hood, sir. It's worked out really well. But, like, I've won contests. I've gotten lots of kudos. And what's nice is that because I put out that different persona, you know, people will remember that. So if I go to a show again, they'll be like, oh, I remember that guy from, you know, because he's the black nerd. He's the nerdy guy, you know, whatever, as opposed to just random same old black comic. Right.
So do you find, I mean, I'm sure
so no
you
one
do
else
this,
do it.
Do you find yourself, like, accentuating parts of your personality? Like, I know that, you know, when all of us do this show, I mean, in real life,
yeah.
Well, unless we're interacting with each other, we're pretty different. You know, we sort of play up
right.
the fact that, you know, certain parts of our personality to make it funny. And I'm sure you do the same thing.
Right.
So what are some of the parts of this personality of yours that you accentuate?
Well, see, that's where I get scared about, because at times I think that I do that, and then I catch myself in public going, wait a minute. Am I really exaggerating, or is this a little bit truth to home? You know, it's really hard. You know, I mean, yeah, obviously I'm playing up a lot of, like, I'm usually not out in people's faces going, hey, I like weed, you know, but stuff like that, because that would just freak people out and probably get me locked up. But I mean, it's still stuff I love. It's fun to use the internet and stand up and acting and all that kind of stuff to really be able to present that in various different ways. I mean, in stand up comedy, there's only so many things you can do in that format. And so that's why I started this website. Was because I wanted to be like, well, how can I show this personality, but I can do it through videos or through chatting with people or writing blogs and stuff like that, and doing things that I can't just do in a straight setup joke type format. So,
talk about your music video.
Yes, Buy Me a Wii.
Buy Me a Wii.
Buy Me a Wii. So, well, it was funny. The reason how I came up with it is because he actually sings Wii. T-Pain actually sings that in the song, and all throughout the song he's all ooh wee ooh, and it just triggered in my head. So I just played around with the lyrics and listened to the instrumentals and just, you know, was like, oh, I can change this line to this, change this line to that, and it kind of was born. And I just taped it here in my home, and then taped the video here and around my neighborhood. And you know, I just thought it'd be like, oh, it's funny, it's a cute little song about wee, whatever, and I'll put it up, just like I've already put other videos up. And it just, you know, I sent it to a couple of video game blogs to say, hey, you know, here's something I did. Maybe you'll like it because you talk about Wii. And just, poosh, it just went off from there, which has been really nice. People have been very, very much complimenting of it. But now it makes me second guess some of the stuff I did in it. Because if you've seen it, me and the Wii box get a little graphic. You know?
You do.
And it's like, oh, 500 people see this. I don't care. But
to be honest, it made me a little hot.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah. Well, you know. But the Wii box, I'm worried now because she's starting to talk baby, and I'm just like, well, I ain't the father. Because black people have a lot of kids. What?
Oh.
You seen us on Maury?
Now, see, you've experienced something that Best Damn Podcast ever has tried for years to reach and has never gotten, and that's like submitting your, or like, you know, giving your links to like game blogs and people actually giving a fuck. How did you do that?
Actually, no, hold on. We did do that. We did do that. Ikaruga.
Oh, yeah.
But they not on purpose.
That code from us.
Not on purpose.
Right.
That's true. So how did you go about promoting yourself?
I just told him here's a video. I really honestly did not think that anyone would pick it up because I'm just like, I don't sound anything like T-Pain, which a couple of people on the internet have the nerve to write that explicitly. To which I go, you're not paying attention. So it's just like I kind of just let them know what it was, and some people liked it, and it just kind of carries over to that. That people liked it, I guess, and that's why they picked it up. So thanks, I guess. thanks for appreciating it, my work. So, but it's been really cool. I've gotten a lot of great feedback and some very funny comments. And what's neat is that to now make a black nerd site and black nerd videos is now other black nerds are starting to slowly come out and be like, hey, I'm one too.
Shh. He's starting to come out of the closet, yeah.
Don't tell my landlord.
It's like this surge of black nerds are just coming out. But we're out there. We're out there.
So will you sing it for us?
Sing by me a wee? Oh, okay.
A verse, perhaps?
Just a little bit.
Sure. Hey, black nerd, what's your game? What's the video system you claim? Nintendo, that's for me. Gotta get my hands on that ooey. Don't need me a PS3. Can't afford an Xbox 360 with 250. I'm in luck. I found one in stock with Wii Mode and Nunchuck. I'ma buy me a Wii. Ooh-wee-oo. I'ma take it home with me. Hook it to my TV. Put the sensor bar on top and Wi-Fi to use. We shop, we playing Nintendo. Oh, a Super Paper Mario. Oh.
Awesome. Oh, my goodness. Awesome. That was pretty good.
Thank you. And they should add that to Guitar Hero.
Now, do you have any plans yet to follow up, new videos, anything new planned? Like, and actually, was this your plan to begin with, to, you know, have the black nerd comedy be kind of like your end goal, or was that sort of like a stepping stone to maybe like an acting career or, you know, something different?
No, black, yeah, you know, that's the one thing I think is, and I think why people have said this nice and positive comments about me is that, you know, obviously lots of people nowadays, everyone's making freaking YouTube videos and stuff like that. But I think that people get that there's more to it than this is just a guy making this. Like, people know that that is me. Like, if they're hanging out with me, I'm not going to be super presentational, but they know I'm actually here playing Nintendo. I'm actually here with collecting 80s pop culture stuff, and that's really me, and I'm not putting on this persona. Like, I'm not coming home at night and going, yeah, dog, I really straight clown them suckers tonight with that black nerd, you know? It's like, this this is actually who I am. And so so I think people can understand that and respect that. And thank you. So, you know, I am not Lonely Girl 15, in case anyone's wondering.
Well, I just want to let you know that if you ever decide to make another one, Blake Buck, Justin Fick, and William Miller have miles and miles, several hundred thousand feet of video of just us and hoochies having sex and money everywhere.
Really?
And, you know, just our daily lives, pretty much.
Now, why do
so
you,
if you want to use
this?
That, I mean, that's cool with us. You can do that.
Now, how did you get all this footage? What were you doing?
Well, you know, we just wake up in the morning, and we start drinking. And by the end of that's what it turns into. I mean, if you watch pretty much any rap video, that is our life. Unless we're doing the podcast, of course.
Big pimping, as it were.
Big pimping, as it
big
were.
Big pimping.
Hotel party, that's Holiday Inn.
Yes.
Yes, we were there.
Yes.
Yeah, all three of us are on the guest list. Check it.
The Holiday Inn, which I love that. Like, of all the hotels you're going to be as a rapper, you're going to go to the Holiday Inn. It's like, you want to go something a little bit bigger than that if you're going to be chilling out with your hoes? You know, I'm just saying.
I feel like
nothing,
it was a corporate
at
sponsorship.
The Red Roof Inn.
Like, he was reaching out to those of lower standing than himself, trying to identify with the lesser crowd.
That's true.
Yeah, showing him that even a famous rapper can enjoy a continental breakfast.
Exactly. Yes.
Even that gross ass orange juice, you know what I'm talking about.
That's it. Get my waffle maker ready. Cheese Danish up in my hand.
You know, were you to put us to the task and the music was there, Blake Buck and William Miller can recite that entire song verbatim.
My peeps call me up.
We can do the whole damn thing. And that was our anthem in high school.
Nice.
Because again, it's like that's where we start. We started humbly in hotel parties and gradually, you know. So again, it's yours. Cause
that's a feat to have. You should go to America's Got Talent and perform that.
All right, so I got a question for you, and this is more of like a personal question for me. How long have you been doing stand up?
I've been doing stand up for about 4.5 years now.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Well, for somebody your age, I guess. I guess not so much for George Carlin, but
several years ago when Pokemon first came out.
So I've often tried my hand at stand up comedy. I've gone to a couple workshops. Obviously, I do this show, right? So. Yeah. I'm not unfamiliar with comedy, but I always have a problem sitting down and writing stand-up. Do you have any sort of tips or advice to writing stand-up?
Or to writing stand-up? My biggest advice is to, you know, be aware of yourself and think about what goes on in your life, what causes you problems, what you upset about, what you're happy about or whatever, and try to fuel that. There's a lot of comedians that just, you know, they tell jokes and they're funny, but it's like, the joke itself is so not personalized that you can't remember which comedian said it. Cause it's just, you know, so I always love those comedians that, you know, you can tell this guy's really gone through some mess and they have to do this. They have to do this through comedy because if not, they're going to be at home naked crying, which is empty Jack Daniels and Cheetos packets just surrounding them.
So who's some of your favorite comedians?
Some of my favorite comedians, I love, I'm like, for its classics, I love Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Steve Martin, Bill Cosby, New School, right. I definitely would say Dave Chappelle is one of my personal favorites, Chris Rock, any of the original Kings, the comedy, and any of that stuff. Yeah, I think all those people are great. So.
Cool.
And I just love, and then I actually personally love watching a lot of these internet celebrities and the types of stuff they do. I think a lot of people that are on the web are doing probably even funnier stuff than we're getting on our television sets from time to time. I mean, I regularly watch, you know, Happy Slip or Smosh or any of that kind of stuff. That stuff is interesting to me to see these people do that. And because they just enjoy doing it, you know, that sort of thing. So, and now I'm in the ranks, maybe. I'm the court jester.
All right, so what are some of your feds? You're obviously a nerd, and you certainly sound to have like a Nintendo slant. Do you have a 360 or a PS3?
I do not. I'm deciding which one I should go with next. Do you have a tip? Which one's better?
360, son. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, that's what I was leaning towards. I mean, well, first of all, I don't know which PS3 to get because they keep changing. Like every week, they're like, well, we got rid of the 40 gig, but we're going to give you this 90 gig. It comes with a game, but no system. What?
This one's got backwards compatibility.
Yeah,
this one's got the cell processor. This one's
only $2.99.
It doesn't even play.
But you got to build it yourself. This system is only $149, but you can only play it between 8 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. Yeah, I think I'm going to probably get the Xbox 360. But yeah, I've been real big on Nintendo. I all the way from the 8-bit. I just always... The only system I never got was Virtual Boy, but...
Oh, you missed out. You missed out on a treat, sir.
Yeah, that's not saying a whole lot.
Why you got to rag on the Virtual Boy, son?
All 14 of you guys.
I love it. All right, don't make fun. So what are some of your favorite games?
Some of my favorite games? Well, yeah, obviously the Mario games are always good. I'm really loving that WarioWare. That game just for some reason, it's like I always go, this is the dumbest thing in the world. They actually convinced me to spend $50 to buy me pressing A for 5 seconds. And then after a while, I'm just like, I gotta beat it. I gotta beat it, you know? And it's just so funny. And, like, I love that they put, because there's a section, I guess, where they take all the classic Nintendo characters and do mini games of them. I love that I get so excited, you know, seeing a mini game with Mario in it, even though I can play Super Mario Brothers the entire game somewhere else. But I'm like, I can play it for 5 seconds on this. It's great. So, so yeah, those are definitely my faves.
All right, well. Sorry, I've been reading through some of these feedback emails getting ready, so I've been a little out of it. Look, we are so happy to have you on the show. In fact, I think we have vocalized this before. We wanted a black guest on our show, and we finally got
and
one.
Keep looking, you'll find them.
Well, I mean, we had Devron at the very beginning. Devron works for Harmonix.
Right.
But that was it. We had a big dry spell till now. So, Devron, you are now not the only one. So, I'm sorry, Devron. Well, Andre, thanks for being on the show. Everybody, visit Andre's website, blacknerdcomedy.com.
Black Nerd Comedy.
Black Nerd Comedy. There you go. Yes. Black Nerd Comedy. I don't have it in front of me. Blacknerdcomedy.com. Check it out. And look, and I'm telling you now, if you make another video, you gotta drop us in there.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to do some of that. We'll have to do some. You have to do cameos. As long as you have goblets, that's all I want is goblets.
Oh, look, Blake. Okay, so, so on the Blake Buck. So Blake Buck. Wayne Miller's working at Firaxis over summer in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And near the end of my stay, Blake Buck comes and visits. And we do the Drunk Cast, which will never be spoken of ever. Drunk Cast will not ever be released,
right?
Ever. So anyway, in the Drunk Cast, Blake Buck drank almost pure vodka and some of his green shit out of a honest to God pimp goblet. So we've got it.
Wow.
I mean, we're ready to go.
Is it straight? Is it like huge goblet, like straight up Triwizard cup
it's
from
huge.
Harry Potter looking?
Straight up, like huge. It's like the Holy Grail goblet.
Nice. Nice.
It's got bling all over it.
Blake Buck is calling me. I think we lost him. Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Gremlins. Gremlins in the computer.
Rats in the pipes is what it is. Blake Buck.
Blake Buck.
Yo, I'm back.
All right, Blake Buck. It's time for feedback. So, guys, we have been inundated with emails, and I guess it's just because we haven't, you know, done a show in so long, but we got a lot of them to cover, so we'll try to get through them as quickly as possible. The first one here is from Senior Awesome. So he's describing to us a dream that he had. Last night I dreamed that I woke up in a small one-room home. I was confused as to where I was, and I got up and stepped out of the door. I was standing on a dock in the middle of a lake. I admired the view. This is way too long. Cut to the chase. Oh, wait a minute. There it is. Blake Buck, William Miller show up in a Ferrari. I gasped in surprise. 2/3 of my idols are here. I was about to say how much I love the show and ask what they were doing there, but suddenly you guys jumped out of the car, grabbed me, and started pulling me into the end of the dock. Ignoring my pleas to know what's going on, you threw me in the lake. I swam back to the surface to see you laughing maniacally at me. Satan.mp3 echoed in my mind. Then I woke up. Fantastic dream.
Delightful.
Thank you, Senior Awesome. We do drive around in a Ferrari, me and Blake
just
Buck.
Just like Dietrich.
It's an Enzo Ferrari, just like Dietrich.
See that was a battle dream. That's what that was. Next up, we have an email. Looks like a joint email from Mr. Bean and Lord Spidey. They write, "Well, I had a pic of a statue of death, and I thought, wow, it would be great to put face.jpg on it and maybe Octomax somewhere in there. Well, I got Lord Spidey to help me out since I suck at using GIMP, and I sent him the pic and told him, I want face.jpg on there now. So in a surprisingly short amount of time, I got a very nice photo from Spidey with Blake Buck's face.jpg on it. So here it is, brought to you from the mind of Mr. Bean and the work of Lord Spidey."
I've got to say, I'm pretty impressed.
Let me click this little link here. While that loads up, he writes...
Oh, God, my internet doesn't work.
While that loads up, he writes, "Also, Lord Spidey requests that you unblock his email address."
Wait, did we block him for some reason?
I don't think we've got his email address blocked.
I don't know. Hmm.
I don't think. I'll check my filters, son.
It's a pretty cool picture, I gotta say.
That was pretty hardcore.
Well, look, well done.
Face.jpg is incorporated into death quite nicely. I'm thumbs up.
That's the face of death I want to see.
Thanks for that. Next, we got Jeremy. He says, "Dear Blake Buck and Company,
I've asked the question in the forums, and I couldn't get a good answer. Please define the term jank. If I were to say, Blake Buck's girlfriend is jank, what does that mean? Wow. I have no jank skills on Mortal Kombat. I love to jank often. My jank of the week is Justin Fick. Here's my corresponding forum link. Let us know what it means. So, guys, jank, what does it mean?
Well, jank, or jank can mean to steal. So, if you say I love to jank right. often, that means I love to steal often. So another, you would be janking codes, for instance. Janking codes in either, in Diablo 2 is a good example. Blake Buck's girlfriend is jank. That's a perfectly right. valid and correct statement. Blake Buck's girlfriend is indeed jank, which means she's broken.
That's harsh. Now, see, Andre, I think you've got a good thing going. You're all on your own. You don't have to listen to these peanut gallery motherfuckers every week.
No, you should see it. This is it's the worst relationship I've ever seen, Andre. Like, you have no idea. Wow. If you want to really get the lowdown, you listen to episode 30. It's a disaster.
All right.
I mean, the audio quality's terrible, but it's horrible. It's horrible.
Look, well, I'm not even talking about that anymore.
You're not. We got to get you drunk first before you're going to talk about that. All right.
No. I have told several people that I am never talking about that again, especially when I'm drunk. Okay?
Oh, did it get back to her? Is she mad?
No. No, she's not mad. But look. That's what I say on that. Calyx. All right, I'll just jump off on my stuff rather than beg for mercy on battle, because I know begging for mercy just makes you angry. Very smart listener here. Stump power equals the Omega Stone. All right, Omega Stone. What's this game? Any of you guys ever heard of this?
By the way, but before we get into Stump, points for Calyx for the marathon reference. There is a level in Marathon 2 to Randall called Begging for Mercy Makes Me Angry.
Ha.
You, I swear to God, right. You kids are the biggest f***ing nerds of all time. You and your little marathon jokes.
Dude, I only know that because I helped make it for Xbox, so there you go. I've only been staring at it for 10 months straight.
There's something on Xbox 360 Live Arcade coming out called, like, Omega. It might be Omega Stone, but it might be, like, Omega 5 or something.
No, that's Omega 5. It's kind of like a shooter, space shooter. It's a lot of fun,
a bit of trivia. Blake Buck and William Miller proposed to make an independent film called Omega. That was entirely black with a soundtrack made from our mouths.
Now, did you have songs planned out?
We did. All right, we got one from T-Gon. Says, God damn it, Blake Buck, my name is pronounced as T-Gun with a U sound, as in you suck at reading, God damn it. Look, son, if your name is spelled T-E-A-G-O-N, it's going to be T-Gon on this show.
Look, it's Titty Gone from now on. Titty Gone.
That's perfect.
That's a special kind of polygonal primitive.
Yeah, that's a girl polygon is what that is.
Yeah, it's like if you're Tomonobu Itagaki, he pushes titty gons instead of polygons. That's your new name. Sorry, buddy.
Congratulations.
All right, just pick tag his heat.
All right, so El Spuddy writes in, yo, the god of games. I assume that's addressed to me. Just a couple of things. One, where is battle? You know, we haven't done battle in two episodes.
We haven't.
We've always had to start these last two shows, like, on the seat of our pants, like, zero prep time at all. But I think next week we'll get somebody on. So, fear not, it's coming back next week.
Dude, we're going to go get Senior Awesome, drive up to him in his Ferrari, and we'll just throw him in a river. That's battle. All right, so two. There was a Street Fighter 3. It was called The Third Strike. Did we say there was no Street Fighter 3?
No. Somebody else corrected me on this in a voicemail later. There was... Look, I know my shit. I got confused, and these people are like, oh, well, actually, Street Fighter 3, boo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo. Okay, go jerk off, dickwad.
Well, how can you even remember that there is a Street Fighter 3? How many Street Fighter 2s... Like, they completely revamped that game, and it was still like, it's super hyper mega Street Fighter 2 extended edition. Yeah.
Well, I think what happened is they tried releasing Street Fighter 3 and no one gave a shit, so they're just like, well, here's another Street Fighter 2, and like, oh yeah, hey, Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, It's just something about, yeah, because I actually remember Street Fighter 3, and I just, for some reason, I remember people going, well, it's not like the 15 other million Street Fighter 2s, and like, I guess it's just that number.
No, I remember we had it in back in college, and I was at UCLA, the arcade there has Street Fighter 3. No one played that. They're either playing DDR or Marvel vs. Capcom.
All right, now, Andre, I got a question for you. At the beginning of Street Fighter 2, the original one, it shows, like, this black dude being punched out by this, like, white, blue-eyed, blonde-haired guy. You know what I'm talking about?
They weren't even in the game, either.
Yes, I do. Yeah, it's, like, just two random... And I love the fight, because they're just, like, dancing around, and then he just goes, boom, one punch, and it knocks him out. And he's like, Street Fighter 2!
Yeah, white people don't do that. We all know the white characters have more speed and less power, and the black characters have more power, less speed. That's the way video games work.
Always.
Yes. More power, less speed. Then that means that Bowser in Mario Kart, black man.
I think we knew that already.
I knew it, and you just proved my theory. Thank you very much. I am inviting him to MLK Day.
All right, so finally, Else Buddy writes, 3, when are the gods of gaming going to get Guitar Hero 3? We got it, because I want to see some Fig versus Buck versus Miller Dragon Force through the fire and flames video heat.
That's right. We could make a video of the two of us playing online.
Look, maybe if we go back to GDC at the Moscone Center again, like we went to Macworld in the Moscone Center, we'll go to the Sony store and, like, blow into their demo booth for Guitar Hero and throw down.
We will invite ourselves.
We'll invite ourselves into the Sony building.
Yes, you should invite yourself.
Well, and while we're at it, we are the triad, if you will be the keynote speaker.
Yeah.
All right, so Zap Brannigan says, hey, fellas, I just thought I should let you know that you guys go well with the hot cup of tea. I've listened through the entire backlogs of ING and all the episodes of BDPE so far while drinking my tea and either playing passive video games, a.k.a. shoot or drive, or drawing in Flash. I do that all the time. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm doing, like he says, passive games, something I can do without really thinking. Now I'm on feedback for episode 31. Blake Buck, get on that game house heat already. I've talked to some people today. Good job. Now get filming already. we've been waiting on that power forever. Speaking of waiting on power, William Miller, where is that site? Go. That is all.
All right. Look, the site has been put on hold. There are much more important codes on the burner at the moment. And you listeners will be glad of it. Trust me.
Look, I even know about your secret heat, and I don't even think it's that good.
Dude, I want to see some secret heat power myself.
All right. Well, you can see secret heat power. Look, Blake Bug, do not you disparage secret heat power.
Anyway, in regards to Game House, I'll pitch this to Andre. I had an idea about a month back. It would be like a reality TV show, but instead of putting, you know, like supermodels or whatever together in a house, you would put all of the kind of rock star game developers together in a house. So you'd have like Miyamoto, you'd have, you know, Cliffy B, you'd have Dave Jaffe.
Tomonobu Itagaki.
And they'd all have to work in the same house.
Yeah, you got to have Itagaki just have sex with everybody.
But I deem that this idea, like I don't know, maybe you would argue against this, Andre, but I thought that, like, that would be a lot of work to make, and, like, 10 people would laugh at it total.
They'd have to do something weird in the middle, like, we're going to also put in Eric Estrada.
watching. Either that, or here's what needs to happen, Blake Buck. Here's what needs to happen. You need to act all characters. And it needs to be obvious that you are acting all characters.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just going to make a movie where I am everyone. There we go. All right, so Windmill, take a seat.
All right, Leo F. writes, guys, first, congrats on the show. I love it. Keep up the good work. Now, on a serious note, I'm tired of holding the podcast alley together. I can't do it anymore. I need help. Every month, I vote 3 times different email addresses and different IPs. Let's just put this puppy on the top one. I have been listening to your show since episode 2 and believe you should have more than enough listeners to go to number 1. Podcast Ellie, vote, go Blake Buck Marathon, naked, blam, done.
take care.
Now, see, we need to change our call to action in the beginning. Because in the beginning, we said, guys, go vote in Podcast Alley, get us number one. We need to change that. It's guys, everyone just go make 20 email addresses and then all go vote them at Podcast Alley. Go cheat the system. We don't give a shit. Go.
Now, see, here's the thing. Like, yeah. I think the reason we haven't gotten number one on Podcast Alley is Podcast Alley has not pissed off the forum monglers. Like, if Podcast Alley were to come, like, take a shit in our forum tomorrow, there would be an instant call to action, and we would be number one within an hour.
This is true.
Well, I tell you what, now that you got this celebrity star power on here, you guys are going to rock it straight to the top.
Straight to the top.
Bringing out the big guns.
Now we're playing with power, as it were.
Yes. I am the power glove of your little podcast here. We're going places. And I'm bringing my Donkey Kong bongos with me.
All right, so Nick M. says, love the show. I was wondering if these guys are still looking for a podcast to do battle with. If so, the AI Player podcast rises to the challenge. Similar to your show, we have a trifecta of co-hosts and a background in game design. But while you guys come from a background of codes, we come from a background of art. If you're interested and ready to throw down my email back, I'm waiting. Also, specifically for William Miller, since you're a graduate of Savannah College of Art and Design, I'm interested in coordinating some sort of multi-game school podcast with a representative from each of what's considered the big four game schools: Savannah Art Institute, DigiPen, and Full Sail. Game schools are something relatively new, and the podcast world is full of content ready to be created by teachers and academic advisors. But to my knowledge, a multi-school game student conference has never been done. If you're interested, I'd love to hear your input. Thanks for the work, from Nick M. What do you guys think about that?
So yes, I'd be really interested in doing that, like a bi-monthly sort of committee meeting where we can talk about stuff that nerdy art school kids talk about, I guess. But I'm just going to warn you right now, I'm going to take a shit all over you.
Game Design Theory with William Miller.
I'm going to take a shit all over you, but I'm going to take a shit all over me too, because I really hate Game Design College. It's dumb. I mean, look, if you want to be artist, fine, but you better go to, like, don't go to trade school, they're retarded. Go get you programming and get you some design and just start making games. That being said, Brenda, my very favorite teacher ever, because she's going to give me an A in that class, please, 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 came into our class the other day and announced to us that, according to GDC, she's been invited to speak for the, like, sixth or seventh time this year. She is the most experienced teacher teaching today. Like, there are no other professors in any other school that have more game design experience than she does. Take that, DigiPen.
Oh, look, it's good. Look.
You know what I'm looking at here, though?
What?
I'm checking out this email, and these guys want to do battle. I'm looking at this, like, they look like really diligent students. The grammar is impeccable. The spelling is good. Everything's capitalized.
You spelled Savannah wrong, son.
I don't think they know who they're f***ing with here.
I don't think
they do. We're just going to attack them with this deluge of stupidity, and they're just going to be overcome and just demolished.
Look. Okay, so you guys are forgetting about the AI Players podcast. They think they can battle us. I'm going to talk shit right now. I hadn't even seen their website, and you know why? Because it probably sucks a dick. AI Players podcast is the worst podcast on the internet, probably because it smells like feces, but also, I don't know, somebody, I'm going to pass it off. Somebody take it for me.
Well, speaking of website, I was looking through the source of their website, and I distinctly saw comments talking about them liking bags of dick.
Andre, what do you got? What, can you talk some shit? You're from the streets, right? You know about the dozens.
Yes. They're so bad, they think that E.T. for the Atari 2600 was awesome. That's how stupid they are.
Oh, yeah. That's cold.
They own all the Mario parties.
I've got to say one thing. These guys have got on us. I'm looking at their site right now. They release a show every week.
Oh, so do we. Right.
That's what we say this week on the best damn podcast ever. Your gaming news for this week. See?
That's true.
See?
So look.
That's right. Well, look. I mean, I think this is good. This is good. We need a rivalry. We need somebody to hate.
Look, I'm gonna look. I'll jokes aside. Strong. I'm gonna go listen to your show, and then next week when I hear all the dumb shit you say, I'm gonna throw it back in your face. So you better be ready, AI Players Podcast.
1995.
Yeah, Nick M. I'd be very interested in doing a cross school effort. Miller, bestdamnpodcastever.com. Send me some feedback. What you're thinking about doing?
Call us and we will f*** you up.
Ooh. 845-BATTLE-9, the number to dial. All right, so we got Lester here. Oh no, so somebody else says
that. I'll take this one. I haven't done an email in a while. Lester writes, "Great show. I'm a new listener, but I've already gone through all 31 BDPE shows at least 4 times. God damn, son.
Stop. Stop.
Christ,
I mean, is that not creepy to anybody but me? Somebody would listen to all of our shows? Because they're an hour and a half most of the time. I mean, how many hours is that people listening to our voice? That's, I mean, and first of all, his name is Lester, which rhymes with Molester. So I'm a little scared right now.
See, you're better than me because I was thinking about it rhyming with Nestor.
See, that's what I was thinking,
comic
too.
Comic character from Nintendo Power. The good old Howard and Nestor.
You guys are so lame. Go back to lame school.
Dude, that only lasted six issues that lasted. That was sad.
It's a little classic for you old school folks out there. Howard and Nestor.
Dude, I can go further back than that. I don't know if you got this, Mr. Blackner. I got the Nintendo Fun Club. Seven of those, rather.
Yes. I don't know. I don't think I can be. The closest I think I can get to is I ate the Nintendo cereal system. Nintendo. It's a breakfast now. Nintendo.
Dude, was it me or did Zelda taste so much better than the Mario cereal?
Yeah, what was up with that? Yeah, it was like they put the good stuff on one side and then it's like, okay, throw this other crap. It's Mario, whatever. They like it because it's Mario.
Dude, it's like taking Lucky Charms and separating the marshmallows from the shit.
Yes. Yeah. But it was freaky because a lot of those cereals back then, like they had like a Ninja Turtle cereal and all that kind of stuff. I found out, like, one of the companies that made some of those cereals also made dog food, so that freaked me out a little bit.
Really? That would explain most of the taste, I suppose.
Because, you know, there had to be a mix-up one day in that thing, and I go, oh, okay, well, Scooby-Doo cereal, good enough. It works on both levels.
All right, so anyway, Lester continues on saying, I sleep better every night, knowing that one day I will wake up to ring of my cell phone and hear battle. Joe Ricci, Buzzer X, phone number, time zone central. We have a sign up. I have already told work that I am on call to do something that is bigger and greater than all of us and that I have to be prepared. Wow.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's like, sorry, boss, let me take 4 of my PTO hours. I have to go eat this 10-pound hamburger and then roll around in liquid shit while running around in GameStop with my pants down. I'll be right back.
Oh, there's going to have to be unpaid hours. I'm sorry.
So he writes, when is Ben Buck Double B going to be back?
Look.
I also have a stump here that I trust William Miller will get, but I know will break Blake Buck.
Dude, I got this. Betrayal of Krondor. Look, I played this game back on
DOS. Dude, it's Dungeon Dice RPG.
It is Dungeon Dice RPG,
like the hero of Gondor in Lord of the Rings. That's the same shit.
It was based on like a fantasy world by Raymond Feist, who like was a big fantasy writer, and they made this game and like it was one of those games, like, real early on that kind of had 3D, but didn't really. Like, it had first person, sorta. It also had, like, live actors and shit in it. It was really weird and dumb. But I played that shit. Done.
Let's see. Is that what it is?
Yep. I remember the box, too. Box had this big, like, Viking with a big sword in the background on the front. Big, like, white beard.
Dude, you still got this shit on Wikipedia.
Dude, I have the box back at home.
Uh-huh. Matt K.
Dude, I want you to pose. Dude, William Miller, I want you to give us the magical star sign pose and send us a picture of Betrayal of Krondor box.
Magical star sign pose? All right, well, I'm gonna have to do it when I get back to my house in Oxford, but I can do it because I got this power.
Uh-huh. Look, I'm just going to drive up to your house right now. I'm going to break all your shit looking for it.
Dude, it's right next to my Hillsfar D&D box.
Oh, yeah? And you're like treasure trolls?
Yeah. I braided their hair.
Matt K says, hey guys, Matt K aka Scrooge McDuck, thought I'd have some ideas to share for future shows. Best damn holiday show ever, hosted by Santa Buck, Miller, the Red Nose programming student. The Red Nose is from the Drunk Cast. And Fic, and the Fic that janked Christmas. The show will focus on a variety of holidays.
I prefer the Fic of Christmas past.
The show will focus on a variety of holiday ideas, such as games from past years you'd like to give to someone who's been nice to you, and games you'd give to those who've been naughty. Ooh, delightful. Also, it sounds like one of those pieces they write in, like, the newspaper when they don't have anything better to do. What movies would you tell your naughty friends to watch? Also, story time, where the hosts tell some memorable Christmas moments from years past, and if we're lucky, highly embarrassing ones along the lines of the N64 kid. You guys seen that YouTube clip?
Yes.
Where the kid's, like, ripping open the N64, and he says, "Oh my God, N64!
Dude, I saw that kid. That was me.
Oh, you know, I think so. Doesn't he like throw a fucking fit?
Yeah, he went fucking nuts. Like,
who's that?
Like, I was waiting for that kid to like punch his sister standing right beside him because he was so excited about his 64.
Like, Mazda used that clip on one of their like new car commercials. It was like, imagine the last time you were this happy.
Yeah, I remember that. But they like altered it some way because he couldn't. I guess they took out Nintendo 64, which is like the best part of him just going Nintendo 64. So
yeah,
way to go,
dude. William Miller, I just got a message on Skype from Brenda Brathwaite.
Uh oh. What does she say?
Uh-oh.
And I want you to convince me not to hit on her right now.
Oh, God. I have to warn her that's not me on there.
How about she's double your age, at least?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so...
A/S/L.
No.
Okay, so...
Yes. Oh, my God. My grade is gone.
For a section on the regular show, Time Portal... take magazine articles from years past with very interesting reviews, news, or previews inspired by an old EGM that once said, and I quote, "Having played an early version of the game, it looks like Superman 64 could be an interesting play. There are some issues with control, but we're confident the developers can iron it out by the game's release."
Sounds like something that might have been written by the AI Players podcast.
Son, you're going down. Served.
Oh, damn, that's harsh. So, all right, I kind of like those ideas. Kind of a retrospective, perhaps a little Christmas show. We'll think. Look, we got some heat cooking. We'll come up with something. All right, so now it's time for the stump. All right, guys, it's time for the stump. I hope you children are ready for a mountain of stumpery coming at you right now. Who's got something for me?
Dude, I got locked and loaded.
What you got?
All right, guys, my stump this week for y'all is called Gorf.
Gorf.
Wait a minute. This is probably not what it sounds like. I've heard of this game before. This is like, No, wait a minute. I'm thinking of Danny Buttonberry's game. What was that thing called?
That was Mule.
I'm thinking of Mule, yeah. Never mind.
You're dumb. All right, Gorf.
It's close. It's close. Both Gorf and Mule were written by transsexuals. And I'm dead serious here.
All right, Gorf was a it's one of these
like,
bullshit.
Like I actually went on Wikipedia a couple links from Gorf to vaginoplasty.
It was only a couple of hyperlinks.
I'm looking at it right here.
All right, so this game is some sort of one of them bullshit like graphic RPGs on the black screen on DOS where you hit up and you run around like the pixel dungeon. It's all black and white and it's dumb and I hate it. I hate it.
No.
Damn it.
No.
Or what is it then?
No. Okay, Gorf. Gorf was an old arcade game. 1981. I never knew this either, but I guess Gorf is short for Galactic Orbiting Robot Force. But basically, it was a ripoff. It was a ripoff of five other, you know, or a bunch of other space games. But you know what? It was fun as shit. I played this on back when I had the Commodore. I had it on my VIC-20. But it's very cool. Like the first level plays a lot like Space Invaders. Like you have your shield and there's aliens and you shoot them. But then it goes to level 2 and it's called Laser Attack. and they're just like these two like elite formations of aliens shooting laser. You have to kill them back. And then Mission 3 is basically a ripoff of Galaxians, and then you go in, and then there's a space warp level, which has like these cool zooming lines, 3D effects.
That's right, I remember
and
this game.
And then it has one of the first...
I played this on
It has one of the first bosses ever in a game. So the final mission was the flagship. Now, instead of having like space invaders come after you with a shield, you have to bust through the shield of the flagship and blow it up. When you blow it up, you get this huge explosion, and the whole thing starts all over.
Whoa.
So, it's worth noting, because we talked about this earlier. We talked about, Brenda Brathwaite knows it's me. Uh-oh. Maybe I should definitely hit on her now. All right, so it's worth noting that Gorf was written by Jay Fenton, who later became Jamie Fenton, and who is a transsexual, and who has had a sex change operation, and who is also apparently the poster girl for the Autogynephilia Society or something. This is really scary.
All right, well, that's terrifying. William Miller, what you got?
All right, Blake Buck, my game, you're going to like the name of this game. It's called Face Off.
This wasn't based on the movie Face Off, was it?
No. Way off.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, that wasn't my guess. That was a test guess. All right.
Okay.
Face Off.
I want to say it's a hockey game. Or
yeah, that's
I
what
remember.
I was thinking.
Oh, you
it
got
like
it.
A hockey
you got
game,
it,
like
Justific. It is indeed a hockey game for DOS.
Oh!
I picked this game because I had it for DOS, and it's got the...
How do you like me now, Brenda Brathwaite?
This game has the ugliest face on the front of it I've ever seen. Like if you look at the opening screenshot of this face with the title, it's got some hockey dude taking off his mask, and he's the ugliest motherfucker I've ever seen in my life. I just his face is like burned
into my
brain.
How does he compare to Kane and or Lynch?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, man, just a fix, snipe that one. Very good.
All right, I got one for you guys. Are you ready?
Do it.
My game for you. It's called Giggle Wing.
Giggle Wing.
Giggle Wing.
Giggle Wing.
This sounds like it would be in the same genre as that Boonga Boonga where you have to finger an asshole really fast. No, I'm serious. This sounds like one of those Japanese arcade French tickling simulators.
I did not know that was a genre.
It is now.
The more you know.
Is that casual gaming? Does that fall into casual gaming like Wii Sports and the
Yeah, we water sports now.
Yes. Is Giggle Wing a pilot simulator game?
Or am I thinking more pilot that's games? Getting closer. Getting closer. Wayne Miller, you got anything to throw into this?
Well, see, I heard Giggle Wing, like girly laughing giggle. So I'm thinking it's like I don't even know what I think Giggle Wing means. Yeah, it sounds like French tickler
look
game.
Look at you, got nuts.
Now, see, I think like giggling, girls giggle. And then girls also menstruate. stay with me. I've heard that, you know, the term for going down on a girl while she's menstruating is earning your red wings. So that I think Giggle Wing has something to do with girls and menstruation and cunnilingus.
You know, Justin Fick, you're absolutely right.
Good answer.
Blake, Mike, you better end this travesty right now. What is this game?
Giggle Wing. Now, this is not some bullshit game I picked up out of my ass. This game is off the chisel, all right? As they say, Andre, I'm sure you're familiar with that phrase. But
yeah, what? Crank it up, yo. Turtle power.
But basically, Giggle Wing is like, imagine a vertical scrolling shooter, like, I was going to say R-Type. I guess that's horizontal. What's a famous vertically scrolling shooter? I guess Galaga would be one, or, you know, or 1942 Raiden, that kind of thing. Ikaruga, another one.
Ikaruga, yes.
Imagine a game like that, but like it's the most ridiculous shit ever. When you fire like your bullets, there's like a billion bullets come out of your gun. At the same time, you're being attacked by like a billion guys at once. When you use the special button, you know, like your bomb, it's like the whole screen turns to liquid death, and there's nuclear explosions, and it is awesome. This one character turns into like a cross of flames. It is absolutely amazing.
Dude, this sounds like a game I could get
Giggle
behind.
Wing is, it's on GameTap, so if you guys got GameTap, go check it out, or you can... It's maybe like 1995. It's not so old, but it's awesome. All right, Andre, what you got for us? Surely you got a stump by now.
Oh, I don't know. I think my stumps are going to be too easy. I'm trying to think of something that will freak you out. The only thing I could think off the top of my head was MC Kids, but you probably know that one.
MC Kid. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. I know this one.
Oh.
I know this
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Oh, Justin Fick, what is this?
I'm throwing that one out.
Is this not the McDonald's game, which I actually heard was pretty good?
Yes. Wow. Yes.
Look at that.
Wow. Justin Fick, on fire there's, tonight.
And it stars a black kid.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Wasn't there one of each flavor?
Was it Skate?
Yeah, it's Mick and Mac. And they were trying to save all the characters in McDonald Land, and it's total Super Mario Brothers ripoff. But instead of collecting gold coins, you collect golden arches.
Oh, clever.
So that was the one I was gonna throw out there. There you are.
All right, well, good deal. So did you have like another one? You said that was your first choice. Did you have another one?
Let's see. Does anyone remember? Now I can't even remember the name. Is it Zool? I think it is. Yes, Zool.
Oh, this one's on the tip of my brain too. Zool, I think.
Zool.
Yes.
Now that was the name of the bad guy in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's what came to mind first too.
No, it was on Super Nintendo and Genesis, and it was like a side scroll. You were like this ninja. You wore all black, but you had like elf ears and a green face, but it was covered up. And you basically were in some weird land where you were collecting candy. Because that's what ninjas do. They collect candy. They collect lollipops. But it just had this song that it was like a rock song, but it was like the same rock song that played all through the entire game. And he ran really, really fast. That was like the big thing. He was kind of Sonic-esque in his speed. So there, yeah. It was during that time when like every company tried to think of some kind of weird mascot to be like for their company.
Yeah, we've talked about this
like
before.
Bubsy,
like Busby the Bobcat,
like Bubsy and
yes, 7-Up,
Arrow the Acrobat. James Pond. It was totally during that whole phase.
All right. Well, that does it for this week of the best damn podcast ever. What do you guys think about that?
That was a damn fine show, son.
Damn fine show. Andre, we appreciate you being on the show. Feel free to come back anytime you feel like.
I would love to come back. And now, since I know all black people that exist, I will try to bring some your way. So don't be surprised if next week you have Raven Simone.
You've really got something for that girl. I think you're
actually.
A
I have a few requests, if you don't mind. I'd like 50 Cent on the show if you could arrange that for us.
50 Cent, yeah.
Only because he's been shot like 10 times.
Yes.
And I want to learn how to get shot like 10 times.
And he has a video game. And he has a video game.
He does
have
a video game. It's very applicable.
Okay. If you guys want to send us any email, it's feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com or call our listener line. And look, we prefer the listener line, guys, because I don't have to read all your. Look. When you're on the listener line, people send us emails, Andre, and they just go on for pages and pages. Listener line, you got to say it quick. So no emails this week. I want all listener line.
Yeah.
845-BATTLE-9 is the number to dial. Also, if you want to donate to us, it's donate@bestdamnpodcastever.com, or you can check out the links on the show notes or the site. Also, vote for us at Podcast Alley, as we said. Finally, to end the show, guys, I thought a good way to go out this week. We can each ask Andre one question about black people. Remo, you're up first.
You know, for you guys who want to know so much about black people, you have picked the worst person. You have picked the whitest black person in the world to ask that. It's like, to learn about black culture, we have brought the Black Power Ranger with us. No, I love it. Let's do it.
All right, William Miller, go.
Wait, I get to ask a question?
Yeah, you got
to
ask a question. Or whoever's got one. All
right,
one.
All right.
I got a question. I got a question. Right. So this is something that I do, and I've always been curious. People call me strange. All my white friends think I'm dumb because I do this. So maybe you can relate since you are black.
Yeah.
I eat my watermelon with salt on it.
What? What? Wow.
I just,
you know, I'm
just
having
put
second
that out
thoughts
there,
about
also,
this ask a black person thing.
My racial insensitivity is completely in jest, okay? But I'm honestly curious. Does anybody else out there eat watermelon with salt on it or put peanuts in Coke? Yeah. I mean,
well, you know what?
Dude, that is the fucking weirdest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
You're fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'm not going to vouch for black people doing that. No.
Look, it must be a Southern thing. Like, you put peanuts in Coke because it makes the salt in the peanuts makes the Coke taste better. You put salt on watermelon to make it taste better.
I'm from the South. I'm not f***ing retarded.
Oh, dude, I don't know, man. There's some wires crossed in your mind, son.
Yes. So, Andre, what's your ruling on this question?
You crossed some streams there.
Look, if anybody does this, feedback at bestdamnpodcastever.com. Yes.
So, Andre, what's your ruling on this?
Well, first, I commend you for saying that you eat watermelon, because that's something that a lot of white people don't even say that they do. Like, that's impressive in itself.
It takes a truly open-minded white person to eat watermelon and to admit to it.
And I am going to probably get beat down, but I actually am not a big watermelon eater. Sad to say.
That's terrible.
Yeah. There's like black points. And I probably just lost about 15 right there.
you've just lost your black S rank.
Yeah. So,
all right. So I've got a question for you, Andre.
Sure.
All right. So I've got a few black friends. If I were to bring them over to my house and say let's play games together, what game would I tell them to play with me?
Def Jam Fight for New York, of course. That's all we play. I mean, come on. You can fight as rappers? What more do you need? That game was specifically made. They should have just called that the game that you can play with your black friends. That's what they should have called Def Jam Fight for New York.
Wow.
I would have just loved to have seen the commercial for that. Want to invite your black friends over but don't know what to play? Ding! It just backfires like in the hand.
You know, I was thinking about this. You should do a public service announcement skit on your site where you explain to your white constituents how they can learn to bond with their black friends by playing games with them.
Yes.
That'd
I think
be awesome.
That's perfect. I think, yeah, Def Jam.
All right, Justin Fick, you got our last question here?
I got a question here. All right, hopefully this is a tough one. So
all right.
This is our last one.
All right, so Black Nerd, they are making a new Crazy Taxi for Xbox 360 and Nintendo Wii, and you have been called upon to do the voiceover for the only black character in the game. Line is it?
All right.
Dude, this is like one of those questions they ask you in the beginning of Ultima to like determine whether you get that black poured in your pot or that like green poured in your pot. This is character generation question.
All right. So I am the black character in Crazy Taxi. I think my line would be, I'm glad I'm driving because that's the only way I can get in a taxi. What? Because black people don't get picked up by cabs. Just like to throw that out there.
Now being in LA, have you ever actually had that problem? Or is that like a myth?
Oh, about the getting in a cab?
Yeah.
No, you know, I haven't had problems, but I have with my own car. The keys will just decide, no, you need a blonde to open it up. Sorry. That's the only way. It's the only way you're getting in.
All right, well, from all of us here, thanks so much, Andre, again, for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys. This was fun.
It has been a delight.
I love doing this.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have it get you come back on sometime and elucidate the world of black gaming for us.
Yes. That's it.
All right, so from all of us here at the Best Damn Podcast Ever, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm William Miller.
Dude, Brenda Brathwaite is sending me poetry. This is hot.
What?
Nice.
Anyway, I'm Justin Fick.
And I'm Andre Meadows.
From
BlackNerdComedy.com. Check it out. Check Buy Me a Wee.
And we'll see you next time.
Turn around. Every now and then I know you'll never be the boy you always wanted to be. Turn around. Every now and then I know you'll always be the only boy who wanted me the way that I am.
Turn around. Turn around.
Every now and then I know there's nothing any better. There's nothing that I just wouldn't do.
Turn around. Bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall.
Turn around. Bright eyes. Every now and then I fall apart. And I need you now tonight. And I need you more than ever.
Red, green, red, yellow, blue, green. Yellow, red, blue, green, red, 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 hold it. See, it's perfect. What were they thinking? Red, blue, green, red, blue, 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 green, yellow. Green, green, blue, 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 green. Yellow, red, red, blue, green. Oh! 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 How you like me now, Brenda Brathwaite? No. No.
Once upon a time I was falling in love, but now I'm only falling apart.
It's like Uncle Tom, motherfucker.
Nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
So maybe you can relate since you are black. I eat my watermelon with salt
once
on it.
Upon a time,
Uncle Tom, motherfucker.
Light, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart.
Uncle Tom, motherfucker. Motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Turn around.
Motherfucker. Motherfucker.
I'm glad I'm driving because that's the only way I can get in a taxi. What?